感谢主耶稣的恩典啊！原念教会是我走过的第一间啊，正式纪念父亲节的教会。
And we thank the grace of the Lord that Garden Grove Church is the first church I have been to that recognizes Father's Day.
好，所以这是我第一次啊，为是父亲节做的正道，也是第一次。
And so this is the first time I am giving a sermon about Father's Day.
所以准备一些时候啊，也不知道怎么来。因为我自己也是父亲、啊、所以也不知道怎么来准备一个比较好的正道。
And I prepared for a while, and because I am a father myself, so I didn't know how to prepare the sermon.
那因为父亲节、啊、比较容易受人忽略。
And because Father's Day is more easily overlooked.
啊，甚至可能连父亲、啊、都不知道明天、啊、是父亲节。
And even the fathers may not know that tomorrow is Father's Day.
有很多的父亲节、啊、也不是每年、啊、我自己都记得。
And I do not remember Father's Day every single year.、
啊、就是连在台湾、啊、定为8月8日是父亲节，连那一天、啊、也很容易忘记。
And even in Taiwan, where Father's Day is on August 8th, I would easily forget.
那我们一般在庆祝母亲节，大家大概每一天教会啊，每一天都会在祭奠庆祝。
And almost every church I know remembers Mother's Day.
这位大概大家都是知道啊，母亲节的由来。
And everyone probably knows where Mother's Day came from.
那父亲节哈、啊、是在1910年啊，美国的华盛顿州的 Spokane 这个城市呢诞生。
And Father's Day was established.In 1910, in Washington State in Spokane.
啊，因为有位太太叫做杜德夫人啊，啊，名字是杜德。那这位太太她为了要纪念她的父亲哈，啊，因为她的妈妈很早就要过世，她自己的父亲呢、啊，为着要啊抚养他们六个孩子啊，非常的辛苦。
And there was a lady named Ms. Dodd. She because her mother had passed away early, and her father had to raise all the children.
啊、所以他就先在自己的教会来发起庆祝父亲节的这个运动。
And so she started activity in her church to celebrate Father's Day.
当然，他必须要、啊、到处奔走去演讲。
And she needed to go everywhere to give speeches.
那、啊、后来经过华盛顿州长的同意。
And later, with agreement of the governor of Washington,
在1910年的6月19日、啊、举行第一次、啊、父亲节的节日。
On June 19th in 1910, the first Father's Day was celebrated.
那在1927年的时候、啊、美国总统柯立奇、啊、他就支持父亲节成为全国的一个节日。
And in 1927, the president of the United States agreed.To celebrate Father's Day as national day.
那后来在1966年，这个美国总统詹森呢，他在宣布六月的第三个星期六啊，不是星期日啊，他是星期六啊，为美国的父亲节。
In 1966, the President of the United States also announced that the third Saturday of every June will be Father's Day.
那在1972年的时候，尼克森总统啊，他就签署正式的文件啊，将每年六月第三个星期日啊，为全国性的父亲节。
And in 1972, President Nixon officially signed a document declaring the third Sunday of June to be Father's Day.
我说这个听起来还是最近的事情哈。
And so it seems like this happened only recently.
1972年呢，距离现在也不是很长远的年日。
And 1972 was not too far away from now.
好，那请看。哥林多后书第二章，请翻开圣经《哥林多后书》第二章。
And let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章，第二章对不起啊，《哥林多前书》第四章
First Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章的十四节。
First Corinthians chapter 4 verse 14.
十四节。
Verse 14.
我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。十五节。
15.
你们学基督的，师父虽有一万，为父的却是不多，因我在基督耶稣里用福音啊生了你们。那我们知道保罗他去建立了哥林多教会。
And we know that Paul established a church in Corinth.
那当那些信徒啊，就好像是他自己的孩子。
And the believers there are like his children.
那他以父亲啊来自居。
And he calls himself the father.
当然并不是说在物质上啊这样帮助他们要养育他们，而是在灵性上哈，因为他是自己去传，而且是经常很关心的，关心哥林多教会的信徒。
And it's not that he is a father to feed them and raise them, but he raises them in spirit.
不但自己去了哥林多，而且还经常写书信到哥林多教会勉励当地的信徒。
And not only does he visit Corinth often, but he often writes letters to them to encourage them.
所以他有这种为父的心。
And so he has the heart of a father.
那他很了解父亲的心。
And he knows the heart of the father.
所以圣经说他有这种耶稣基督的心肠。
And so the Bible says that he has the heart of Christ.
那什么是天父的心？
And what is the heart of the Heavenly Father?
那我们知道，在还没创世以前啊，那神就已经在储备、在预备啊，有一个蓝图啊，怎么创造天地的蓝图。
And we know that before the creation of the universe, God already has a blueprint for the world.
那他就定这个地球哈啊是。给人类居住的地方。
And he has established earth to be a place where men will reside.
可是他为了要预备这个地球给人类居住。
And to prepare earth for men to reside.
他说必须要事先设计。
He needs to design this first.
而且要想办法怎么样适合人类生存的一个环境一个条件。
And to think about what is acceptable for creatures to live.
请看箴言的第八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 8.
箴言第八章。
Proverbs chapter 8.
第八章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 30.
箴言第八章三十节。
Proverbs chapter 8 verse 30.
那时我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱。常常在他面前踊跃，三十一节。
31.
踊跃在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人之间。我们看，他为着要预备一个地球，让人类来居住。
And here he prepared a world for man to live.
所以他做了很多的事情，很多的功课。
And so he did a lot of work and studies.
所以第三十节说，那时他在那里为公司，为工程师要设计。
And here in verse 30, it says that he was a craftsman.
所以这个是为父的一个心呢。
And this is the heart of the father.
还没有居住，那就先预备好了。
And before they started to live here, he started to prepare them.
好像我们有一些孩子呢，还没有读大学以前哈，那就先为了孩子啊，到大学那个城市帮他找房子。
And just like for our children, before they even go to school, we will try to find a house around their school.
为他预备一个可住的地方。
And to prepare a place for them to live.
所以经常看到很多在开学以前呢，父母经常就开着车子，载着孩子啊去他们事先的所预定那个房子啊，帮孩子们搬家。
And we could see oftentimes parents will drive their children before the school start. To the place that they will live.
虽然孩子已经超过十八岁了。
You know, and the children may be over 18 years old.
可以独立的。
And they could be independent.
但是父母亲呢，因为爱孩子的心，还是为孩子准备。
But the parents, because they love their children, they still prepare the place for them.
甚至要结婚的，还是为孩子来奔波来准备一间可住的房子。
And even when they're about to marry, they will still prepare a house for them to live.
也会传到他曾经这样子做过见证。
And there was a preacher that has once testified.
他说他有一次跟着信徒去访问一个慕道者。
And he once went with some believers to visit a truth seeker.
那个慕道者看起来很可怜他住在一个公寓里但是他的这个卧室却是在 光玉里头的客厅。
And this truth seeker, he lives in an apartment, a small studio where his bedroom is actually the living room.
所以这个传道者觉得，哎呀，这个慕道者好可怜呐。
And this preacher thought that this is very unfortunate for this truth seeker.
而且他还要上班呢，已经是七十岁的老人家。
And he is 70 years old, but he still goes to work every day.
所以这个信徒就告诉传道。
And this believer told the preacher.
他传道不用可怜他。
And he said, a preacher, do not pity him.
他已经有三栋房子出租了。
And he has three houses that he is renting out.
他还在拼第四栋。
And he is trying to save up for the fourth house.
因为他的终极目标就是让每一个孩子都有一栋房子可以住。
And because his ultimate goal is that every one of his children will have their own house to live in.
已经七十岁了。
And he's already 70 years old.
要是我们在座很多，大概还不到七十岁就已经退休了。
And many of us before we're 70, we may have already retired.
他七十岁还在拼。
But he's 70 years old, but he's still working.
不是为他自己而拼啊。
And he's not working for himself.
是为着孩子而打拼。
But he is working for his children.
所以这个为父的心啊。
And so this is the heart of a father.
所以神也是一样，为着我们来预备一个可居住的地球。
And so God is the same way. He has prepared a world for us to live in.
那甚至到后来啊，他拣选亚伯拉罕为他的选民。
And later he chose Abraham as his chosen, chosen people.
这些以色列百姓啊，因为历史缘故啊，他们就暂时居住在埃及地。
And the Israelites, because of some historical reasons, they temporarily lived in Egypt.
所以神为着要让他应许亚伯拉罕的这个祝福啊来实现。
In order for God to fulfill His promise to Abraham.
所以圣经说他预先去查看那个牛奶与蜜之地。
And so God went and explore the land of milk and honey.
好，请看以西结书。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel.
二十章。
Ezekiel chapter 20.
以西结书二十章的第六节。
Ezekiel chapter 20 verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 20 verse 6.
那日我向他们起誓，必领他们出埃及地。到我为他们查看的牛栏与蜜之地，那地在万国中是有荣耀的，所以神并不是眼睛啊闭着，然后随便选一个地方啊，让以色列百姓作为居住的地方。
And so God did not just blindly select the land for the Israelites to go to.
可能他也可以这样做，眼睛闭着，随便选一个地方啊，不管好坏。
And he could have done this, just blindly chose a place without regards for good or bad.
可是我们天父啊，不是这样的一位天父啊。
But our Heavenly Father is not like that.
他为着要把以色列百姓从埃及地领到他所预定的地方，就牛奶与蜜的地方啊，他必须要事先就去查看。
In order to bring the people out of Egypt into the land of milk and honey, he went and searched.
当然，对于神来说，并不需要查看，他心里都知道，他是灵，他知道。
And to God, He did not need to search because He is a spirit and He knows.
他是全知、全智、全能的神。
And He is all-knowing and omnipotent.
但是这个是形象语言，是为我们人类而写的圣经啊。
But this, these words were written for us.
所以圣经的作者就说，神查看，神自己去查看，看看那个地方是不是适合，选一个最好的地方啊。
And so here the author said that God went to search.And found the best place for us.
这个就是为父的心。
And this is the heart of the Father.
后来神就带领百姓啊，出埃及以后嘛，进入到旷野地。
And later, God led the people out of Egypt into the wilderness.
啊，当他们进入旷野地以后啊，那个地方啊，人烟稀少。
And in the wilderness, there were very few people.
还没有什么商店可以购买。
And there were no stores for them to purchase things.
啊，因此啊，神就从天上降下。Manna, 当食物给他们吃。
And so God allowed manna to rain down from heaven for them to eat as food.
啊，不但如此啊，在白天呢有云柱哈遮挡太阳。
And only this, during the daytime, there was a pillar of cloud that would block the sun for them.
啊，不然在那个沙漠的地方啊，旷野的地方，夏天那个太阳是非常炎热的。
Or else during the summertime in the wilderness, the sun is very harsh.
那到了晚上以后。
And at night,
气温下降,
the temperature will drop,
就变成很冷了,
it will become very cold.
所以神就用火柱来让他们得到温暖。
And so God used a pillar of fire for them to receive warmth.
圣经说啊，那个鞋子啊，四十年穿不破呢。
And the Bible says that their shoes did not break even after 40 years.
神呢不允许这些野兽来侵扰他的选民以色列百姓。
And God did not allow the wild beasts to harass his people.
那圣经说啊，神保护这些以色列百姓，就像保护他自己眼睛的瞳仁一样。
And the Bible says that God protected the people like he protected his own eyes.
所以我们看天父的心啊，照顾得多么的仔细啊。
And so we can see how carefully that God has take care of them with the heart of the Father.
那在以色列百姓做民的时候啊，神也透过很多先知啊，从早啊就开始啊对他们传讲警告。
And when the people started to become lost, God sent many prophets to send warnings to them.
所以神可以说啊，对他的选民啊是仁义啊尽致。
And so we could say that God has done everything for His people.
该做的啊，我们的天父都已经做到了。
And He has done everything that He could have done.
可是有些时候，这位天父在天上在叹息呀。
But sometimes, God in heaven will sigh.
因为很多人不了解哈。父亲的心
，because many people do not realize the heart of the father.
啊，请看马拉基书
，let's turn to the book of Malachi.
马拉基书圣经最后一卷啊，马拉基书第一章
，Malachi is the last book of the Bible, chapter one.
马拉基书第一章的第二节
，Malachi chapter one verse two.
第二节
，verse two.
主说：“我曾爱你们，你们却说啊，你在何处上爱我们呢？”主说啊，以扫不是雅各的哥哥吗？我却爱雅各。误以扫使他的山林荒凉，把他的地业交给旷野的野狗。再请看那第六节
，in verse six，
藐视我民的祭司啊，万军之主对你们说：儿子尊敬父亲，仆人尊敬畏主人。我既为父亲尊敬我的在哪里呢？我既为主人敬畏我的在哪里呢？你们却说我们在何处上藐视你的名呢？就是神在天上发出了叹息。
And here is a God sighing in heaven.
他说在地板上的儿子都会尊敬自己的父亲。
And it says that the sons on earth will respect their own father.
那可是尊敬我的在哪里呢？
But where are those who respect me?
所以神说啊，我既然是父亲，那应该理当啊要受到尊重，受到儿子的尊重。可是呢，现在尊敬我的在哪里？
And he says, I am the father, so I should be respected by the children, but where are those that respect me?
所以我们这些做父亲的孩子们，我们不要让父亲说，尊敬我的孩子啊，你们在哪里呀？
And so as children, we should not let our father say, where are the children who respect me?
不要让父亲啊，发出这种的叹息。
And we shouldn't let our father have these kind of thoughts.
那地上的父亲啊，当然有些时候为了儿女们啊，受尽人生的沧桑啊。
And the father on earth, sometimes for their children, they will suffer.
尤其是我们生了第一代移民。
And especially the first generation immigrants.
为了要让我们下一代能够有一个更美好的未来。
In order for our children to have a better future.
大部分第一代都我们牺牲这一代的青春年华。
And sometimes the first generation immigrants will sacrifice their youth.
我们付出很多的努力。
They will exert a lot of their own efforts.
或者是让他们有一个更美好的明天呢？
And all of this is for a better future for our children.
那圣经说，儿女啊，就是神的产业。
And the Bible says our children are the inheritance from God.
神把儿女来交付给我们。
And God has entrusted the children to us.
那当然，我们就是要尽那父亲的责任。
And so we need to fulfill the responsibility of a father.
好，请看诗篇的一百二十七篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 127.
诗篇一百二十七篇的第三节。
Psalm 127, verse 3.
诗篇一百二十七篇第三节。
Psalm 127, verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
儿女是神所赐的产业，所怀的胎是他所赏赐的。少年时所生的儿女，好像勇士手中的剑。第五节，剑带充满的人变为有福，他们在城门口和仇敌说话的时候，必不至于羞愧。那儿女是神所赐的产业。那第四节就提到，儿女好像是勇士手中的剑。
And here, in verse 4, it says that the children are like the arrows in the hands of a warrior.
那么换句话说，圣经啊的作者把儿女啊比喻好像是一支箭一样。
And the Bible describes our children like the arrow.
那箭袋充满的有福了。
And those whose quiver is full of arrow is blessed.
那箭就是代表着儿女啊。
And our arrow represents our children.
好，那是不是说这个箭袋的儿女啊，那要很多？那我自己本身啊，才一根箭，因为我只有一个女儿啊。
And for me myself, I only have one arrow, and I only have one daughter.
那不知道在座的有两支箭，有三支箭啊？有没有六支箭的？
And among us who may have
一般六支箭的
two or three arrows. Does anybody have six?
三支箭的请举手，有没有三支箭的？
And those with the three arrows, please raise your hand.
四支
four arrows.
四支箭，五支箭的
five arrows.
好，没有人举手了哈。六支我看很少了哈。
And very few have six.
大概四支最多了哈。那当然，我们的上一代我有九个兄弟哈，那当然坏掉三个，剩下六个。
And in a previous generation, we may have more. I myself have nine brothers and sisters.
那我太太的妈妈那边有二十支箭。
And my wife's mother has 20 arrows.
所以，我在订婚的时候要认得这些那舅舅啦、叔叔啊，这些也是很要经过一段时间啊才能够认识啊。
And so when I was married, it was very hard for me to get to know all of her relatives.
好，那没关系，我只有一根箭呢。
And I myself only have one arrow.
啊，其实我的箭有很多啊。
But I actually have many arrows.
因为教会这些儿女啊，都是我们的大家的共同拥有。
And all of the children of the church belongs to all of us.
因为这是神的产业。
Because this is the inheritance from the Lord.
哦，不是你的，不是谁的，是神的产业呢。
And these are not yours or mine. These are the inheritance of the Lord.
那这个家就是神的家。
And this house is the house of God.
所以就是儿女啊，就是属于大家的。
And so the children belong to everyone.
所以我们箭袋有很多。
And so we have many arrows in our quiver.
但是我们作为父亲的话，就是要把这个箭呢磨亮。
But as a father, we need to sharpen these arrows.
那为什么要磨亮？当然我们要花很多时间去磨这支箭，那个箭头啊。
In order to sharpen and polish them, we need to spend a lot of time with them.
那本来箭头啊是一块铁啊，普通的铁而已啊。
And the arrowhead may be a ordinary piece of a steel.
那本来可能是四方形的，本来可能是圆形的。
And it could be originally square or round.
所以我们要花很多时间啊，把它磨成尖形的。
And we need to spend a lot of time to shape them into the shape of an arrow.
所以在磨的过程当中要花费很多时间呢。
And the process of shaping them, we need to spend a lot of time.
要耗很多的体力。
We need to spend a lot of effort.
所以这是我们为父的所付出的。
So this is what a father has given.
为了让这支箭啊成为有用。
In order for this arrow to become useful.
那当然我们自己孩子啊，大家都希望孩子以后能够成为有用的人才呀。
And we all hope that our children can become useful people.
所以花了很多时间、精力、金钱在栽培我们自己的孩子。
And so we spend a lot of time and money to cultivate our children.
啊，让他们学习各种的才艺。
And to allow them to learn all kinds of skills.
啊，希望他们以后成为有用的人。
So that they can become a useful person.
那在教会里呢？
But in the church,
我们有各种的训练活动啊。
We have all kinds of training.
啊，比如学生灵会。
And for example, a student spiritual convocation.
那长大以后还有青年的神训班、大专生的神训班。
And when they're grown older, they have the theological seminars.
啊，结婚以后还有社青班。
And after they're married, they have the social youth classes.
啊，当然也是花了很多的时间、财力来训练。
And we spend a lot of time and effort to train them.
啊，我们在座很多位弟兄姐妹都曾经为了这些来付出啊。
And many of the brothers and sisters have once given a lot of effort into these work.
啊，可能今年我们在这里要举行学生灵恩会。
And this year we'll have a student spiritual convocation here.
所以我们也是在无形当中在磨这支箭。
And so we are all shaping this arrow.
这个是做父亲的辛劳，做父亲的付出的代价。
And this is the heart of the father and the price that the father pays.
那养育儿女啊，是最根本的事业。
And to raise our children, this is the most basic job we have.
因为这是神所赐的产业。
Because these are the inheritance of God.
加付我们。
And he has entrusted them to us.
所以我们就要尽到责任的把家庭管理好。
And so we need to fulfill our duty and manage our own family.
我们家庭是一个最基本的神所托付的一个事业。
And our family is the most basic job that God has entrusted to us.
所以圣经说啊，自己的家庭都管理不好，怎么能够管理神的家呢？
And if you cannot, the Bible says, if you cannot manage your own house, how can you manage the house of God?
啊，所以我们现在大家都很忙碌啊。
And so we're all very busy right now.
啊，以前是大概九点上班，五点就下班了。
In the past, we may go to work at 9 and come home at 5.
可是现在不行啊，现在可能九点上班，可能到晚上九点，十点才能够下班呢。
Yeah, but now people go to work at 9 and may not return home until 9 or 10 o'clock.
因为现在生活形态跟以前不一样。
Because our living standard is different from before.
啊，虽然有些工作可以在家里面上班哦。
Yeah, although some jobs will allow you to work from home.
好像他跟家里的在一起的时间就会很多。
It may seem like they have more time to spend with their family.
啊，可是不尽然。
But this may not be so.
因为现在大家都很忙。
Because everyone is very busy now.
啊，但是有些忙着工作。
And some people are busy with work.
啊，但是有些是忙着滑手机。
But some people are busy looking at their phones.
啊，所以我们要把家庭哈，就是能够尽量嘛照顾好。
And so we need to be able to manage our family.
能够管理好我们自己的儿女。
And to be able to raise our own children.
啊，让家里有神的爱。
That our family can have the love of God.
让我们子女能够在神的面前长大。
And our children can grow up in front of God.
让这条剑能够磨亮。
And that this arrow may be polished.
能够被放在箭袋里头。
And it could be put into the quiver.
所以我们对我们的下一代最大的期望是什么？
And so what is the greatest hope for our next generation?
那当然，大家对于这个成功的定义啊，可能会有一些不一样。
And every one of us may have different definition of success.
但是告诉大家
，But I would like to tell everyone，
我们要训练我们孩子能够敬畏神。
We need to train our children to fear God。
我们请看诗篇的三十四篇第九节。
Let's turn to Psalm 34 verse 9。
诗篇三十四篇第九节。
Psalm 34 verse 9。
三十四篇第九节。
34 verse 9。
你们要尝第九节。主的圣名啊，你们要当敬畏他，因敬畏他的一无所缺。所以我们要教导我们孩子能够在主面前长大，能够敬畏神。
And so we need to raise our children in front of God and teach them to fear God.
像撒母耳在主的面前长大。
Just like Samuel has grown up in front of the Lord.
结果呢，神跟人就一起喜欢他。
And he found favor in both man and God.
啊，所以我们假设我们孩子有人喜欢，哦，那。机会就多了。
And if our children are pleasing to others, then they will have more opportunities.
啊，他们成功的机会就很大。
And they will have more opportunities for success.
啊，他会得到神的祝福啊。
And he will be blessed by God.
那只要敬畏神的话，敬畏神的一无所缺的。
And those who fear God will lack nothing.
我们留在多给孩子有未花完的时候啊。
And the more you leave your children.At one point, they will spend it all.
但是我们就是训练他们能够敬畏神。
But if you could train them to fear God,
把这一支箭磨亮以后，还能够为神所用。
Then once you polish this arrow, that they could be used by God.
这样子在他的人生当中啊，他就一无所缺的。
Then in their life, they will lack nothing.
那我们做父亲就可以放心了。
Then as a father, we could be at ease.
啊，所以我们作为父亲的，就是要把我们孩子这样成为能够敬畏神。
And so being a father, we need to teach our children to fear God.
那我们作为孩子的，就是要与父亲同心同行啊。
And as children, we need to be able to have the same heart and walk with our father.
我们来看一个很感人的故事啊，《创世纪》。
Let's look at a very touching story in the book of Genesis.
二十二章。
Genesis 22.
创世纪二十二章。
Genesis 22.
第七节。
Verse 7.
来看第六节。
Let's read verse 6.
第六节。亚伯拉罕把燔祭的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己所拿着火与刀啊，所以这个时候，那谁背着木材呢
？And at this point, who is carrying the wood？
那就是儿子以撒。
And that is the son Isaac。
那谁拿着火跟刀呢
？And who is carrying the fire and the knife？
啊，父亲亚伯拉罕。
Is the father Abraham？
所以我们看以撒，他经常观察父亲所做的。
And we see that Isaac often studies what his father is doing.
所以他知道燔祭是怎么一回事啊。
And so he knows about the burnt offering.
那所以他能够体贴 啊，他父亲的重担。
And so he could understand the burden of his father.
所以他自己就背着木材啊。
And so he himself carried the wood.
那当然木材是很重的。
And the wood is very heavy.
一两根的话是无所谓，可是累积起来的话，啊，背在身上也是一个啊重担。
And one or two two pieces of wood may be okay, but when you gather a lot of them, it becomes a heavy burden.
所以以撒平常就是关心呢，就是观察父亲所做的。
And so Isaac often studies what his father is doing.
那他就了解父亲的辛劳。
And he understands the pain and labor of his father.
他就为跟父亲来分担啊，分担父亲的重担。
And so he shared in the burden with his father.
所以我们做孩子的，我们要经常观察父亲在做什么。
And so as children, we need to often study what our father is doing.
要观察妈妈在做什么。
And to study what our mother is doing.
所以我们要主动的去帮他们忙啊。
And then actively go and help them.
要分担他们的重担。
And to share in their burden.
我们父母亲也不是超人呢。
And our parents are not Superman.
也是有软弱的时候。
And they often have their own time of weakness.
所以看神要亚伯拉罕啊，把他儿子献上的时候。
And so when God wanted Abraham to offer his son.
啊，其实他。亚伯拉罕心中当然也有很多的不舍。
And Abraham may have some unwillingness in his heart.
他因为他敬畏神。
But because he feared the Lord.
所以亚伯拉罕他就顺服。
And so he obeyed.
所以他的孩子看到父亲的顺服。
And so when the son saw the obedience of the father.
他的步调也跟他父亲一起这样产生这种信心啊，顺服的心。
And he shared in the rhythm with his father and had a heart of obedience as well.
所以当以撒被捆绑起来放在柴上的时候
，And so when Isaac was bound and placed on the wood,
他一点都没有反抗
，And he did not fight back.
所以在生死的那一刹那
，And at the moment of life and death,
以撒非常顺服
，Isaac was very very obedient.
那何况是我们的自己的父亲也不会把我们绑起来放在柴上来烧啊。
Even our father would not bound us and put us on the fires to be burned.
这个大事情他都能够顺服了。
But he was willing to be obedient in this such great matter.
以撒是人啊。
And Isaac is a human.
啊，有感情的。
And he has emotions.
我们也是一样，也是人啊。
We are also humans.
所以他可以做得到，我们也应该可以做得到。
And so if he could do this, then we should also be able to do it.
所以凡事啊，凡事在主里，我们就在顺服我们自己的父母亲。
And so in all things, we need to obey our parents.
那我们看，以撒他陪着父亲哦，走过这段很艰辛的时刻。
And Isaac accompanied his father through this very difficult time.
啊，从神告诉亚伯拉罕要献他的独生儿子开始以后。
And from the time when God told Abraham he needs to offer his only son.
那隔天早上他们就起床啊。
And the next morning, when they woke up,
那就往那个神所指定的山上前进。
And they went towards the mountain that God has specified.
那这一段路程，你说远也很远，你说近也很近。
And this journey it could be very far, very close.
远的话是因为他内心的那种冲击啊。
And it's very far because of the impact to his heart.
因为他孩子是老的时候才生得的。
Because his child was given to him in his old age.
这个以撒就那么的乖巧。
And Isaac was so obedient.
在家里又是那么的听话。
And he listened to him in all things.
啊，他们在献祭的时候。
And when they're offering sacrifice.
以撒经常在身旁啊。
And Isaac was often next to him.
所以现在要把这位献上。
Now he is to offer him.
所以以撒就陪他父亲呢。慢慢走过这一段很艰辛的路程了。
And so Isaac accompanied his father through this very difficult journey.
他说我们做孩子要观察家里的事情。
And so as children, we need to observe the things of in our house.
不要抱怨。
And don't complain.
当父母亲有难题有困难的时候。
When your parents are in a time of difficulty.
我们的父母亲不是超人。
Our parents are not Superman.
还有伤心软弱的时候。
They also have time when they're sad and weak.
我们做孩子要陪父母亲走过这段很艰辛的日子啊。
And so as children, we need to accompany our parents through these difficult times.
那就像以撒一样。
Just like Isaac.
天父的爱是永不止息的。
And the love of the Heavenly Father is eternal.
那我们做父亲呢，当然也是要不断的学习。
And as a father, we need to continue to learn.
跟孩子一起来成长。
And to grow with our children.
因为现在的科技是不断的进步啊。
And technology today continues to advance.
我们那、很多事情我们以前是没有学习过的。
And there are many things that we have not learned before.
那为了要跟孩子们沟通
，In order to communicate with our children，
我们要学习。
We need to learn.
那作为孩子要帮助我们的父母亲来学习。
And the children need to help the parents to learn.
啊，比如现在孩子们可能都是用这个网络来沟通啊，不再打电话了。
And the children today will communicate with you through the internet and not through the phone.
啊，所以我们做父母亲也是要学习啊。
And so as parents, we need to learn.
以前我岳父岳母啊，很就是刚开始跟他说要用这个 iPad 来跟我们沟通的时候。
And before, when talk to our in-laws and say that they need to communicate to us through the iPad.
刚开始还是很困难。
In the beginning, it was very difficult.
可是感谢主啊，现在他们学会了。
But we thank the Lord now they have learned.
哦，我们打 LINE 给他们，他们就马上可以接单，可以通电话，而且可以看到人的影像。
And we could message them, and we could see them through the video chat.
所以我们也不要回去，就一直啊，默默的来协助我们的。长辈啊，父母亲来学习。
And we shouldn't be discouraged, and we need to help our parents to learn.
那有一次我看到一篇文章啊。
And once I have read an article.
有个孩子到他啊长大以后到他的父亲的家陪伴父亲。
And there was a child who has grown up and went back to his father's house to stay with him.
然后他们坐到外院的椅子上坐下。
And they sat down in a chair in the garden.
然后突然来了一只飞鸟。
And all of a sudden, a bird came along.
啊，父亲就问说，那个是什么？
And the father asked, "What is that?"
儿子说，那是乌鸦。
And the father said, and the son said, "That is a crow."
可是讲完以后，父亲马上忘记。
But afterwards, the father forgot right away.
说再问说啊，那是什么？
And the father asked again, "What is that?"
儿子说，爸爸，那是乌鸦。
And the son said, "That is a crow."
讲了以后，父亲又忘记了。
And after a while, the father forgot again.
又说儿子，那是什么
？And he asked again, "What is that?"
儿子就好像有一点不耐烦了。
And the son became a little impatient.
说那是乌鸦，我要跟你讲几次
？And he says, "That is a crow. How many times do I have to tell you?"
好，那这次讲完以后
，And after he said this,
那父亲就起来，就从椅子上起来。
Then the father stood up from the chair.
回到他房间，拿出一本笔记本。
And he went back to his bedroom and took a notebook.
就翻到有个地方啊。
And he turned to a page.
就拿给孩子看。
And he showed it to his son.
说，请你读这一段。
Can you please read this part?
孩子说读啊。
And the son read it.
说，当我孩子小的时候。
And he says that when my son was young.
我带他在这个前院啊，坐着。
And I took him to the garden to sit down.
有一只鸟哈、啊、飞来。
And there was a bird that flew by.
儿子说问我说啊。
And my son asked me.
爸爸，那是什么
？Father, what is that?
我就告诉他，那是鸟，那是乌鸦。
And I told my son that that is a crow.
第二次孩子又问。
And the second time the son asked me.
说爸爸，那是什么
？Father, what is that?
我就说那是乌鸦。
And I said to him that is a crow.
又问第三次。
And he asked a third time.
父亲还是一样很耐心的回答说，很温柔的回答说，那是乌鸦，那是鸟。
And the father still very patiently told the son, "That is a bird, is a crow."
那这位孩子啊，他念了这段以后
，And after his son read this these notes,
他是很不好意思的
，And he felt very embarrassed.
他眼泪就掉下来。
And he shed his tears.
所以我们知道父亲的心。
And so we know the heart of the father.
当然，我们可能有机会啊，像这位父亲一样呢。
And we may have opportunity to be like this father.
那时候我们作为子女的。
But as children.
一定要很有耐心的来帮助父母亲。
We need to have patience and help our parents.
那有一次我到公园呢去散步走路。
And once I went to take a walk in a park.
看到有一条椅子。
And I saw a bench.
那在椅背上啊，有刻着三行字。
And on the bench, there was engraved with some words.
第一行啊，是刻着父亲的名字。
And the first row was the name of the father.
后面还要挂号啊啊，从几年活到几年。
In parentheses, it listed from he lived from which year to which year.
我算了算是八十二岁，他的父亲呢活了八十二岁。
And I calculated his father lived for 82 years.
然后呢，第二行刻字。
And the second row.
爱是一座桥梁。
And it's engraved, love is a bridge.
第三行刻字。
And the third row.
父亲，我爱你。
It's engraved, Father, I love you.
我们再唱一首赞美诗，再歌颂神。
Let's sing hymns to praise the Lord.
216首。
216.